Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And if you're out there across America, why, we welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us today our good friend Karen Lee Bixman, the investigative reporter, and she's going to share with you some of her concerns about what's going on in the world today. Now, I learned a long time ago never to make any predictions as to timing, but I know Karen Lee feels very, very deeply about what's transpiring today, and so I want you to hear what she has to say. And, of course, I'm hearing similar things from other people across America. And then we'll just have to wait and see how things evolve. But I want you to know that we are moving into very difficult times. I have no question at all. Karen Lee, thanks so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. And, I first have to comment your bumper music that I heard while waiting to come on the line, that Carmen's song, We Need God in America Again, and when he says the only hope for America is Jesus. Boy, that song just gives me chills all the time, every time I hear it, because, boy, that is certainly true.
Well, of course, the only way our listeners are going to hear that is if they get the tape of this program. It's
and
on there. We actually
got
permission.
That music.
It really is. The only hope for America is Jesus.
That's right.
The only hope for America is him. And,
well,
and I agree with that totally.
Yes. Last night, I sent out an alert to email alert to all my subscribers. And as you say, Dr. Stan, I feel very strongly about this. I have been going on radio since August, and I have repeatedly said that I feel three things are going to happen before the end of the year. That is a stock market crash, another terrorist alert, and a war in Iraq. And over the past several days, just assessing information, I read about 25, 30 foreign papers every single day. I have sources throughout the world that I get information from. And just assessing all this intelligence information, I decided that it was really my responsibility to come out and alert my subscribers to what I believe is a very high probability that the United States will experience another terrorist event before the end of the month. And interestingly enough, this has just been in the foreign press. All anybody has to do is go on the Internet and read The Guardian, The London Times, The Independent, the Scottish papers, just start reading the foreign press of the past week and last week, and you will see these stories. I'm just going to read a quote from some of these so people don't think that I'm making this up out of thin air. Last Saturday evening, the Fox News Channel show Foxwire, that's hosted by Rita Cosby, had on a guest who is a Pakistani-American businessman. His name is Mansoor Ijaz, and he actually is the one who helped negotiate the deal that was turned down by the Clinton administration to extradite Osama bin Laden to the U.S.
Now, it was in 1996 when the government of the Sudan was quite willing to turn Osama bin Laden over to us. Certainly, we knew at that time that it planned the Black Hawk Down attack in the Sudan that had killed 18 Americans and wounded 76. We knew he'd been behind the bombing at Riyadh that had killed 7 Americans in Saudi Arabia. We knew he had already put out a fatwa, or whatever they call it, a declaration of war in America. And, of course, the Clinton administration refused to accept him when the Sudanese government was ready to turn him over to us. And you have to ask, why would that be? This man has already killed so many Americans, and yet we didn't want him.
Well, needless to say, this gentleman was the man that helped negotiate that deal. And he stated Saturday night that the Al-Qaeda network is planning to launch major attacks on the U.S. and two other countries by the end of the month. And he says, within the next 2 to 3 weeks, I think we're going to be looking at something pretty tough. This has been as well all over the foreign press. On Monday, British Prime Minister Tony Blair actually addressed the British people and told them that they must be extra vigilant. He warned about possible terror attacks in the weeks leading up to Christmas. We have the Secretary General Ronald Noble of Interpol actually had an interview with the French press. I think it's La Figura, right. Right, and he stated that all intelligence experts agree that Al-Qaeda is preparing a major terrorist operation, simultaneous attacks that would not only target the United States, but rather several countries at the same time. The French Prime Minister has also addressed the French people, warning of terrorist attacks. I'm just reading story after story. British officials, the ministers now, are actually going to produce a video and put posters in the subways to alert the Brits on how to prepare for some sort of a biological or gas attack. Local officials in Britain are preparing temporary morgues. We have snipers that are at Heathrow Airport. The RAF is flying security patrols over the city of London. Again, this is loaded in the foreign press. Very little. I did understand this morning that Fox News mentioned something about attacks before the end of the month here in the United States.
They've been talking about it on Thanksgiving, actually, because
yes.
they know that's it's just an important holiday to America.
Well, and actually, Osama bin Laden did refer to that in his video. He mentioned the American Feast Day, and this is why they're thinking that a possible attack could occur on Thanksgiving, but from the intelligence information that I have received, along with the printed material, what we're looking at here is an operation that is going to be massive, that is going to be targeted to bring down infrastructure, major infrastructure, and appears to be being planned for three different continents, the United States, Europe, and somewhere else. CNN actually ran a story.
We're going to have to take a break here, Karen Lee, and
okay.
When we get back, we can go into more of this. And this is a time, of course, we want to mention to our listeners that on the 23rd, that's a week from Saturday, and this is the Saturday before Thanksgiving, we're going to put on a special day-long conference. It's going to be the Aptos Ski-Shaped Golf Course, and we're certainly going to have a number of speakers there, Brad Dacus, Jeannie Soderman, Joan Paris, who is at Johannesburg, Bill Sardi, who talks on health and health matters, and I'm going to be talking on finances. I'm going to be talking about, of course, spiritual preparation and physical preparation for what is coming. And if you are not prepared, you are going to be in real, real, real trouble. Our economic system today is under attack. And whether you know it or not, we are built upon, our whole economic system is built upon a dollar that has no backing behind it other than confidence in the American government. The Islamic countries now are coming out with a gold-backed currency that will become the currency of a quarter of the world. It may soon become the currency of the entire world. And when that happens, of course, why the dollar will fall. And with that, of course, anything you have, it's invested in dollars. You need to understand what the plan is, where we stand in the economic cycle. And so if you'd like to come to our program, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We're going to have lunch. It's going to be day-long. There's going to be a syllabus, but we have to know who's going to be there. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We hope to see you there. The doors will open at 8 o'clock in the morning. They'll close at 6 in the evening, and I hope a good time will be had by all. Again, the number 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America is at war today. Could you believe that there is an organized effort to dumb down children all across America? As we see falling SAT scores, it's very easy to say, well, gee, we need to just spend more money. That'll solve our problem. Ladies and gentlemen, that won't solve the problem at all, because there is an organized program within the hierarchy of education to dumb down our children intentionally. Outcome-Based Education is a fascinating book written by Pamela Hobbs Hofker and Pat Lutzik, going into the background of the program of the humanists who gained control of the educational establishment in the United States to change the attitude of our children, to change their attitude towards God and family and country. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Outcome-Based Education. Once you understand what they're doing to your children, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Okay, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Karen Lee Bixman. Karen Lee, why don't you pick up the story from there? So you're getting intelligence reports from all across the country and really all across the world that they are very, very concerned about, some major event happening, but they're not telling the American people. They haven't raised the color code from yellow where it was to orange or something of the sort.
Right.
And of course, this is exactly what they did. They knew there was going to be an attack in the early September. I mean, certainly FBI agents went to David Shipper and told him that they couldn't come out and let the American people know or they'd lose their job. FBI agents went to Garth Nicholson, who has been a frequent guest here, and told him there was going to be an attack. Gave him the date of the attack, the 11th of September, but told him it would be an attack on the Pentagon. So everything was known ahead of time, and absolutely nothing was done to stop it. I don't know how many of you actually saw the CBS program, 60 Minutes, 2 weeks ago. We actually got the script of that because it was so unbelievable. Here was a woman, works in the FBI as a translator. She speaks Turkish and Arabic, and, of course, her job was to decipher these various Arabic messages that were coming in that the FBI was intercepting, and she was ordered not to do a good job on them. Take weeks or months. We want a big backlog, they said. We don't want to get these right away. We have a big backlog, then we can get more money for more people. Don't go out and get the coffee in the hall. Go 6 weeks down, six blocks down the roadway to get your coffee. And so when she persisted and kept doing a good job, she would come in the next day and they would erase a week of work on a computer. Now, this is what's going on in the FBI today. Here we really do have a very real threat from this Islamic movement. Of course, we financed the Islamic movement during the Afghan War and after the Afghan War. And those of you who've read my September newsletter will realize, of course, we've created the best enemy money can buy. But this is a vicious, angry enemy with people who are quite willing to kill themselves as long as they can kill the enemy, which is you and me, the infidels, and they immediately will go to heaven where they will have 73 virgins or something of that sort. Well, the tragedy is we're really not doing anything. All the talk is simply talk. And this was the most amazing interview right there on 60 Minutes, if you ever want to check that out. And this woman actually, because she reported another woman was spying for the Turkish government, and when she reported that and she was asked to spy, told that if she didn't, her family and her own life would be endangered, and the FBI said, well, you mean to tell me that we don't know what's going on, that you know what's going on in the FBI and you don't? Why, you don't have any confidence in our ability. Obviously, you don't know what you're talking about. And this woman was let go. The spy was allowed to leave and nothing was ever done. And you must understand that everything you're seeing is smoke and mirrors. We're not trying to stop another attack. We're still, until just the last month or two, allowed people to come into the United States from Saudi Arabia without having their passports checked at all. Every one of the 15 terrorists from Saudi Arabia shouldn't have been allowed into the country. Only one of them put down the place they were going to be. If they had followed the laws of this country, the Immigration Service had followed the laws of this country, every one of their visa requests would have been denied, and we're still doing the same thing. We are creating the best enemy money can buy, and out of the terror will come the demand for more control over the lives of the people. You've got to give up your freedom. or else the wicked terrorists are going to get you. Go ahead, Karen Lee.
Well, let's see. The State Department has also issued a worldwide alert of an attack against Americans, and officials within the department said that an attack could take place as early as this week when a Pakistani national by the name of Mir Ahmad Qasi is set to be executed for the killing of two CIA employees in 1993. Different people that I have talked to, my sources within the intelligence community, aptly described what was going on. He said the intelligence community is operating in a state of frenzied panic. And as far as are we going to get a, here we have had the, actually the GNB, head of the GNB, which is the Germany's equivalent of the CIA, has also stated that an attack on the U.S. is imminent. We have the French and British Prime Minister going public and warning the people, but as you said, we have not heard any major announcement from the Office of Homeland Security, nor George W. Bush going on there and talking to anybody. I don't believe we will. I've been thinking about this, Dr. Stan, and yes, they know that an imminent attack is very, very possible and likely.
And they're not doing anything to stop it. They've refused to try to seal our borders, and when the Immigration and Naturalization Service has tried to track down people from the Middle East here who are here illegally and violating our laws, the government won't allow them to do anything.
Well, here in California, I think the estimate is somewhere between 20 and 40,000 illegals come over the Mexican border every single day into California. And nothing has been done to stop the terrorist problem since 9/11. 80% of those working as airport screeners at the airport are foreign nationals. They are not even citizens.
No, actually, they seem to be getting away from the foreign nationals, at least, you know, with the going through your bags within the last month or two. But what is frightening to me, Karen Lee, is that an increasing number of the people who are coming in on our borders are certainly from the Middle East, and nothing
right.
is being done to stop them. Specifically, orders are given, in fact, the head of the INS, you know, in the areas where they have desert, why the people who are supporting illegal immigration have set up water areas where they can get water and food and things, and, of course, the head of the Immigration and Naturalization Service wants to do everything we can to help them so that when they sneak across our borders, they'll be able to get water and other things to help them come in illegally. And there's something wrong with this picture.
Well, something's up. I have a source in Michigan, within the Detroit area, who has reported to me that, as you know, Detroit has a very large Muslim population. And from him talking to people that own these surplus stores and Army, Navy thrift stores and so forth, he says there is a, within the past 2 weeks, he says there has been a large increase of people of the Muslim community coming in and wanting gas masks. So that's just one more piece. I mean, I get a lot of information like this all over the country, all over the world. And then with this combined reports that we're seeing out of the foreign press, this does look very, very likely that something will happen before the end of the month. You know, I have thought about Washington's response. I do not believe that we will hear an announcement. They might trickle this out very slowly, as we heard a little bit over Fox News this morning, and maybe a little bit on CNN, but I, quite frankly, I don't think they will come out and make a pronouncement because, quite frankly, we have to think, if they came on the air and said, okay, America is going to experience a terrorist attack by the end of the month, I really think that you would have the American people in a state of panic.
Well, of course, but I think that they want them in a state of panic because when people are in a state of panic, they do not think effectively.
Well, you would have large groups of people, mass exodus out of major cities and so forth. And either way, I mean, if there would be panic before the event. There surely is going to be panic after.
Oh, we're going to have to take another break here, Karen Lee, and we'll be right back. And we'll welcome your calls at 464-8295 or 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is the time when we want to tell you about some of the products we have. And certainly, if you have any question about what really happened on September 11th, you need to see my video, 911 Contrived. And we certainly go into the history of this whole movement and then what was known ahead of time. And as I pointed out, why there were many, many people who knew exactly what there was going to be attacks. And many people had pointed out that the attack would be on the World Trade Center. Those of you who haven't read my September newsletter need to get it. It is the testimony before the House and Senate Intelligence Committee on the 18th of September of this year. Totally suppressed by the controlled media. You can get it up on the internet, or we have certainly made our September newsletter Kristen Breitweiser's testimony. Her husband Ron had died in the South Tower. Read what she has to say, and then you'll understand why the entire media in the United States, they were all there, the cameras were rolling, television cameras, but of course the story was totally suppressed because we can't let the American people begin looking beyond the obvious. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, or if you'd like one of our catalogs, and of course this is what helps us continue doing what we're doing. And so just ask for a copy of the September newsletter. I think it that's the October newsletter. That's Kristen Breitweiser's testimony. And then, of course, we want to mention many of the four tape sets we have that will help you to understand what's really going on. You need, of course, to get the four tape set on Pearl Harbor to realize that the administration not only knew the Japanese were going to attack Pearl Harbor, but actually manipulated them into that by putting an oil embargo on a nation without oil, so they either had to attack or simply die. There was no alternative. Their society could not exist without oil, and we had blockaded their efforts to get oil anywhere in the world. We knew exactly where the Japanese fleet was on that morning, December 7th, 1941. But of course, we did not tell the commanders at Pearl Harbor because we did not want them to put the fleet to sea. We certainly didn't want them, the people on the alert, and as a result, 2,800 American boys died at Pearl Harbor. You need to get that four tape set. It's one of the most gripping four tape sets we've ever made. And, of course, you'll also want to get the book, Day of Deceit, which we carry by Robert Stinnett, who spent 20 years trying to research what really happened. And do you realize that this very day, so much of the information dealing with what happened at Pearl Harbor is still classified? Top secret or classified. Now, why, if there's nothing to conceal, 60 years after the attack, are they concealing it? And the truth of the matter is there's a great deal to conceal, and there was a great deal of similarity between what happened on December 7th, 1941, and what happened on September 11th, the year 2001. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Get that four-tape set with classic interviews on Pearl Harbor, and then, of course, get the book Day of Deceit by Robert Stinnett, and then, of course, we also recommend our four-tape set on the secret government, the four-tape set on secret societies, the four-tape set on the Skull and Bones, which our president belongs to, the four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove, where the presidents always attend. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now. Our four-tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out. And if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5
1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest this afternoon is Karen Lee Bixman, the investigative reporter. Karen Lee, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get copies of your investigative reports?
Okay, well, the investigative reporter comes out once a month. It is $36 a year. People seem to want a lot of information that I've done since June, on the coming financial crisis. And so if they want, we have been backdating issues to June. They'd get like 6 or 7 issues all at one time. We're also throwing some extra issues in there to give preparedness information. But if they're interested in subscribing, they can call the office at 562-493-8957. That's 562-493-8957.
All right, fine. Of course, this is the investigative reporter, and Karen Lee's got a lot of fascinating material. So certainly everything would suggest that the Al-Qaeda are planning some other type of attack, both here in the United States and in Europe. Is that right?
Yes. The information from the intelligence community and from Europe indicates that this will be a massive attack that will actually take place on 3 different continents. Europe, the United States, some speculation has been put on perhaps the Far East or India. Recently, I believe it was last week, CNN did a story about the situation in South America. They said that actually there are terrorist cells all over the world. There seems to be a very powerful terrorist cell in that area of South America, and they said maybe even an attack could occur there.
Well, you know, I think the most interesting thing is this is what they never tell the American people, is that terrorism has to have some country behind it. In other words, you need some country that's financing this. These people need the sources of income, of money. They need certainly the access to explosives and all these things, which are illegal. You can't simply walk into a store in the United States and say, you know, I want to get some plastic explosives and detonator caps. That's a sure way to get into trouble. So all of the terrorist movements throughout the world do have a country behind them. Now, what country is behind them? Well, of course, they'd like you to believe it is Iraq, but it's really not. You read the books put out by a man named Joseph Badansky, and Joseph Badansky is the director of the Congressional Task Force on Terrorism and Nonconventional Warfare. And you can go back to the book, first book he wrote in 1993, at least the first one I wrote, Totally Suppressed in America. And then, of course, his more recent book, Bin Laden, The Man Who Declared War on America. And then, of course, his most recent book, The High Cost of Peace. And he will tell you that Iran is behind this. But you see, we can't really let the American people know that, because they might remember how Iran came to be a terrorist nation, why we toppled the Shah of Iran in 1979. And in 1979, I couldn't figure out why we would have toppled a man who was a friend of America. Yes, he was a tyrant, but he was more or less enlightened. He was doing a great deal to help the people, and certainly not enriching himself and selling a great deal of his land or giving his own land away, and certainly liberalizing that nation. And we toppled him, and we brought the Ayatollah Khomeini to power. And it didn't make any sense in 1979. Why would we destroy a friend of America with the 6th largest army in the world and bring together into power this radical Islamic movement that threatens the stability of the world? Well, by the year 2002, why it makes a lot more sense than it did then. What's your response to that statement?
Well, the Shah of Iran was actually put into power by our own CIA and government.
Right, and it was taken out of power by the CIA and government.
If people only knew what the CIA and our government has been up to around the world, they would be totally shocked. And, you know, the bottom line is, Dr. Stan, no matter who is behind these attacks, I mean, even whether it be covert operators that are being funded by the CIA or our government. The whole situation is here that these attacks have been allowed to happen by our government is allowing it. There has been nothing done to stop these people from coming into the country. This is happening with the full cooperation of those in power of the U.S. government.
Because if you don't have an enemy, how can you get all those new laws passed to take away
That's
the freedom?
Correct.
Certainly Saudi Arabia is involved in this as well as...
And again, I will say that we have a lot of covert operators in this country that work for the CIA and in different factions, and so we have American intelligence, you know, operators involved in this as well. It's not all foreign operatives, but we even know that Osama bin Laden is a CIA operative. He has worked for the CIA, so we have to include our intelligence operatives in this as well. It's not all foreign militants. But my concern and the reason why I went and issued an alert to my subscribers on this, Dr. Stan, as you know, sometimes we're inundated with so much information, and we hear this, and we almost become apathetic because the 9/11 has been a year ago. People have let their guard down from all reports, all intelligence operations, are reporting that the likelihood of a terrorist event occurring by the end of this month is very probable. That's why I issued this alert. I think it is very, very important. If people have not done any preparation, they need to do so immediately. I have talked about the economic situation on your show many, many times. This could be something that could trigger that. If people realize if there is an event, you're not going to be able to use your ATM card, your credit card. It's very imperative that you have cash on hand. You need to have food in your home. You need to have water. There is a good chance if you live in an area that is under affected by this, you could lose your major infrastructure, whether it be water, electricity, gas. You need to be prepared for that type of a scenario. And I say this with the most urgency. If you're sitting there with no bottled water, if you've only got a couple of days' food in the house, you need to make an immediate trip to the grocery store.
And whether something happens before the end of this month or 3 months or 6 months from
That's
now,
right.
You need to be prepared for what I believe are some difficult times. Let's go to Roger, who's calling from Allentown. Hi, Roger. You have a question or comment?
Yes, if you please. I'd like either or both of you to expand to the extent you're confident, that is, on the Muslim countries' plans to go gold-backed. It strikes me that that could be far more devastating to the West without all the mess of blowing up any possible number of buildings. It could do far more damage to any country that did not simultaneously go gold-backed. And, I mean, that would be...
Well, Ron, I believe, and what I have been talking about, I've appeared on Dr. Stan's show many times over the past several months, talking about the economy, the economic collapse, talking about the fact that these countries are buying gold, foreign money is being pulled out of the country. I am a firm believer that I believe these events are going to be almost simultaneous or concurrent. Because the economy is now in a state of meltdown. The banks are failing behind the scenes. And so I believe that one event may be used to cover another. But most certainly what you're saying is true. But that does not discount the fact that we will be in war with Iraq and other terrorist events will occur.
I certainly think that the administration is determined to go to war. I think and I know that the Islamists are planning on creating their own currency, because Osama bin Laden had said, you know, if you attack their financial infrastructure, they'll be so busy trying to survive, they won't have any time for us. But they are going to continue attacking us as long as we continue attacking Muslim states. And having our military forces on the holy land of Saudi Arabia is like poking a stick into the eye of a rattlesnake. And you know when you do that, Roger, you know what the rattlesnake is going to do. And so I concur. I believe that this move towards a parallel currency to unseat the American dollar as the reserve currency of the world will result in a financial collapse in this country. I think it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Well, wouldn't it be rather embarrassing to our own one-worlder burgers to declare war on the entire Muslim world over the issue of their only accepting gold for their oil?
Well, oh, that's not what this will be projected as, believe me. Not at all. You're hearing all the double talk and the double speak in the media. Saddam Hussein is the big, bad, evil man. He's doing this. He's doing that. You know, we're hearing everything that you hear. Realize, you know, as Dr. Stan says, there's always a story behind the story. When all is said and done, this will be portrayed as America is the, you know, the ultimate hero, and we're out fighting in Iraq to get the bad guy and protect the freedom of America, when it's not that way at all. The pipeline, the oil in the Caspian Sea is a part of this. The ultimate domination of the Middle East. In my current report, I mention that this whole idea of going into Iraq and affecting a regime change, this was all planned out before George Bush even became president. I quote a report that was done in the year 2000, even before he became president. So. This is smoke and mirrors, what you're seeing in the media.
I think everything has been scripted long ahead of time. And, of course, our leaders think nothing at all about sending somebody else's sons into these wars to die. Thanks so much for calling, Roger. Let's go to Dave calling from Illinois. Hi, Dave.
Good evening. Good evening. Two quick questions for you. First question is, any specifics on the types of attacks you're expecting? What types of attacks? I mean, nuclear, whatever. And the second question is, I don't have a computer at home, but I'm on the internet at the library. But I don't know there's websites, these foreign newspapers. Any clue how
I can... Okay, let me answer the first question first. As to type of attacks, there is speculation. The head of the Home Office in Britain came out last week and warned of a nuclear dirty bomb. Then they withdrew that very quickly because they were afraid that that would get the people upset. At the same time, there is talk that the ministers now in Britain are going to be hanging posters in the subways to prepare people for some sort of a gas or biological. So at this point in time, it could be either one. We don't have any specifics. We don't have any specifics as to major cities that would be hit or anything like that. As far as finding these websites...
we're going to have to wait because we got to take a break here, but
okay.
When we get back, you hang on, will you, Dave?
Sure.
And right now, of course, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener-supported. We need your help to do what we do 5 hours a day, and as we reach out across America with the news behind the news, the story behind the story, 5 hours on radio, 5 hours on internet, 3 hours on satellite, 2 hours on shortwave, we have a unique opportunity to reach people with the information they're not going to get elsewhere. So if you believe that there's a problem, and behind that problem are powerful spiritual forces, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us as we try to educate the American people about the Christian foundations of this country and the dark and sinister demonic forces intent upon destroying it, why, we hope many of you will give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or at least subscribe to our newsletter, so that we can, and we give you our permission to copy our newsletter or to copy our programs. We certainly would hope that many of you would go to our website at radioliberty.com. And tell others about the website, because you can hear our programs there on the internet, certainly every day, many of the archive programs. There are links not only to my Radio Liberty programs, but links to the American Freedom Network and the Genesis Network that we do. And then help us to get this information out across America. Tell others about our radio programs. Tell others about our website and the programs that they can hear there. copy our newsletter, get it into other people's hands, especially this October newsletter. Powerful testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee, totally suppressed by the American media. Again, our number, 1-800-5-HIV. War. Our 4-tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A 2-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of an American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out. And if you listen to this 4-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And ask for the JFK assassination tapes. Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, our guest this afternoon is Karen Lee Bixman, the investigative reporter. We have Dave from Illinois. Let me just simply mention, if you'd like a free copy of our October newsletter, you'll have to specifically request that, the testimony of Christian Breitweiser. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll be glad to send it to you free of charge. We ask you, if you've had the letter before, that you don't call, because it's expensive for us to send them out. But if you haven't had a letter before, we'd be glad to get you one. And with the hope, of course, you'd be so moved by this powerful, powerful testimony of this very courageous woman that you'd want to join this epic struggle with us. Karen Lee, you were answering Dave's question about what sort of attack it would be, and of course, where we might expect it.
Yeah, and then I think I covered that, and then he had a question about the international press, how to find foreign papers. You can just go on the Internet, do any type of search. A Google search is what I use, but there's many. Use a search engine and either type in foreign newspapers or international newspapers. And there are several websites that will actually give you the link to every foreign paper in the world, and many of those are translated into English. And from there, you can get the individual websites. But as I say, I read about 25, 30 foreign papers a day, and which gives me a much different approach to things than just reading the American press.
And I think when you read the foreign press, you begin to realize that the American press is controlled. In other words,
we're
not getting the real truth on most things here. Yes, occasionally the truth will get out. If it does, then the authors of the article will be attacked, demonized, marginalized. Right.
Yeah, when I worked for the press, I realized what it was like to have a story spiked. I got tired of that rather quickly, and I have not worked for the mainline media in years. But I know how that is done firsthand, and the American press is totally controlled.
In fact, we have a wonderful book. It's written by Christina Borgensen, who is a award-winning producer for CBS, until she tried to get the story out of what really happened with CW 800 and the cover-up of what really happened. And what's really so interesting, see, Into the Buzzsaw is the title of the book, Into the Buzzsaw, and there are actually 18 different essays there written by 18 Americans working in the media, all of who had their information suppressed by one means or another to keep the American people from learning the truth. And believe me, when they put out the order that the information is going to be discredited, it is discredited. And you will never hear the ultimate outcome of what most of these stories were really all about. Well, Dave, did you have anything else you wanted to ask?
Yeah, how do you spell that Google? How do you spell that?
It's G-O-O-G-L-E.
Just type that in?
Yeah, or just, you know, a search engine. Any Internet, you'll see they have search engines.
But type in Google, and that should pull it down for you. Google comes up on my screen automatically. But okay,
that's
anything
just
else?
One of many search
engines. Yeah, I just want to agree with you totally that our major media is just a total disgusting joke.
Yeah.
Well, you have to understand that the people of great wealth bought up the media many years ago, the Catherine Grahams, the
J.P. Morgan. JP Morgan did.
Sure.
Yeah, we now have all the press. It's conglomerates, and I believe now it's down to the nine men own all the papers in the country.
Well, of course,
the bottom line.
Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, the bottom line is that I know a guy who was so frustrated years ago, he called, I think it's CBS, and maybe it's CNN, I don't know. He called the corporate headquarters, and they admitted that they're entertainment. They're entertainment. They're not news. they admit it.
But they use the entertainment, for instance, to popularize homosexuality or to demonize those of who don't go along with the official party line. And they use the media to influence the reality of the American people. That's the tragedy. And until the American people understand what they're doing, until the American people will go to the alternative media and start reading and studying why we're never going to be able to turn this around. But I'll tell you what, I'm more encouraged now than I've been for a long time. Things are going to have to get a lot worse, but there are an awful lot of good people out there. And down the line, we'll tell you about some of the exciting things that are happening. Thanks so much for calling, Dave.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. And, you know, Karen Lee, I think that there are a lot of people out there who are very, very concerned. They just don't know where to turn for accurate information. Now, I share your concern about the financial situation of our country. We've seen the greatest of all bull markets, and now we're in a bear market turning down. And I believe that the banks, the plunge protection team, people working for closely with the government and some of the large houses that control many shares of stock have come into the market to keep it from plunging because they know that if the market were to drop 500 points in a day, there'd be tremendous panic. And they can't allow that. They've got to let this thing down slowly with the hope that they're going to get the public buying again and get our industry going, keep our industry going, even though it's only operating now at 75% of capacity. But even more than that, if Americans stop buying, the whole economy of the entire world collapses.
Well, that is happening. Consumer confidence is down to a 9-year low. We have home foreclosures now are the highest they've been since the 1930s. We have record number of bankruptcies. The meltdown has already begun. The only thing that the plunge protection team has done is continually to keep up the stock market because most people look at the market, they think, oh, fine, no problem. But they don't look behind the scenes, and the meltdown has already occurred. This is being propped up because this whole event is timed, and what their timing is, I don't know. But I have continued to say that I believe that events are going to be concurrent, simultaneous. We'll have a situation of subterfuge, one event sort of covering the other, because they do not want, the current administration does not want to be blamed for any kind of a failure in the economy. So however this is going to play out, this current market crash will be blamed on something else. And whether that be a terrorist event, I guess we'll find out.
Well, we can always blame it on the wicked Osama bin Laden or the wicked Saddam Hussein. They're responsible for our financial problems, not the socialist programs which have been adopted by both political parties, each one vying to spend more money. That we don't have.
Well, they did this before. The economy was, the market was actually set to crash before September 11th. In fact, I wrote about this last year. And then the fall of the economy since has been blamed on the events of 9/11. Well, it has nothing to do with 9/11. It was the bubble market, the overextended credit situation, overextended stock market, which was overvaluated and still is. Stocks are overvalued. But they have conveniently said, well, you know, September 11th is the fault of the economy. So, again, they will look for another reason. And, you know, whether that will be a terrorist event or something else. But we also will have our war with Iraq as well, no matter what happens. George Bush will have his war. I read an article in the British Independent that Bush said that we could be at war with Iraq before the end of the year. Colin Powell has said the same. So, yeah,
well, of course, the old Saddam Hussein isn't cooperating. Now he's going to let the UN inspectors in there, and I understand that they're not very happy at the White House about that.
Well, you know, depend, no matter what, Dr. Stan, even if Saddam Hussein does cooperate, I will tell you that we will still have that war.
I think you will have the war, and as a result of the war, you will inflame the entire Muslim world against the United States. That, of course, is what I believe this is designed to do. It is, everything we're doing is totally illogical. I mean, when the Palestinian terrorists come into Israel and they blow themselves up, 50 people, what do we say to the Israelis? Why hold back? Don't respond. I mean, you show how magnanimous you are that you cannot be manipulated into doing anything at all. And time and time and time again, this has happened: the terrorist attacks on Israel, and then of course we are attacked, and immediately we're going to go to war with Afghanistan,
well,
and then Saddam Hussein.
One of the keys here, too, Dr. Stan, people need to realize: to have a one-world order, the Muslim countries will never go along with a one-world order.
You're absolutely
and
right.
And this is part of the reason why those countries have to be eradicated.
Right. You're absolutely right. But when we get attacked by 15 Saudi Arabian citizens and we go to war with Afghanistan and then with Saudi Arabia, there's something wrong with the picture. And when, of course, the families of the victims of 9/11 try to sue Saudi Arabia and our State Department intervenes and says you can't do that, why not allow them? If Saudi Arabia wasn't involved, if these key people in Saudi Arabia weren't involved in financing Al Qaeda and Osama bin Laden, then it would all be brought out at the trial. Why are we blocking the suits against Saudi Arabia? Why is the administration blocking any independent investigation of what happened on September 11th? Why is the administration blocking the attempts to sue the airlines and the people who own the World Trade Center? Because that would allow discovery and allow people to find out what really happened, not the official press version of what happened that morning, and why there were no planes in the air, and why the people in the South Tower who wanted to leave and get out of the South Tower were told to stay at your positions, do not leave, even though they knew the other plane was coming in. Well, we're out of time. Karen Lee, what are your parting thoughts for our listeners?
My parting thoughts are, I would say that we're getting very, very close. What people really need to do, bottom line, they need to pray for the protection of their loved ones, their families, and seek God like they have never done before.
Amen. God bless you, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr.
Talk again tonight on our other program.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. Now, I don't know when these things are going to come down. I hear these stories, and maybe something's going to come down before the end of the month or before the end of the year. But we're in for terribly, terribly difficult times. Fiscally, financially, spiritually. And that's why we're putting on this program. It's going to be on the 23rd. It's just about 10 or 12 days from now. So we hope many of you are going to be there. Give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV, or we'll explain to you what's happening financially. We'll have to explain to you the banking system and this whole concept of a financial house of cards built upon debt. And then, of course, what I believe is going to happen. And then, of course, we'll explain to you what you must do as far as your spiritual preparation and understanding of what's going to happen. And so until tomorrow at the same time, or if you're going to come to the program, remember, give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we have to know so we can have the luncheon, so we can have the syllabuses ready. And so until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan saying goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.